What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, my good buddy Amir Durahim down there in Tampa now with the Bulls, man. Amir, I see you rocking your Bulls. You're looking good, man. How's life, man?
Man, life is a blessing, man. I can't complain at all.
I hear that, brother. I truly do, man. Let me ask you, man. You and I both have done this for years, man. You know, I've seen you grow from what it was to now, man, and just about that journey, Amir, man, because could you ever dream of this when you was struggling on only winning one game and now to where you are now?
Man, somebody just asked me about that the other day. And to be honest with you, boss, man, like that it was always the goal, you know, like you coach to impact, you coach to build. And I think as a coach, man, there's no better label you could have than to be a builder, right? And, you know, so to build, you know, Kennesaw from where it was to where we left it, I felt like we'd always get there. I really did, you know, because I'm not taking a job thinking we're going to fail. You know what I'm saying? Even us, like, even though we knew it'd be hard, hard times that first year, I would have never guessed one game. I knew it'd be hard, you know, just what we were taking over and where we were trying to get it to. But again, I never thought, you know, oh yeah, we just win one game. So it just makes it more than anything, it just makes you appreciate the people you did it with more than anything.
And Amir, you know what? I would commend you, brother, because I saw your attitude never changed, man. You stayed consistent the whole time, man. You never changed, which I really appreciate. A lot of guys in your position would have changed, sucked, got negative. You just went back to trying to build every day, every day, every day. I just want to commend you for that, because I think people should see you as an example, because you didn't give up. You didn't let it affect your mood. You just put your head down and work every day and grind it to where you are today.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a testament to my parents, though, man. That was the attitude they raised us on. You know, tough things, challenges are gonna come, you know, but how you respond to them ultimately will tell us, you know, what the outcome will be. And so, again, I had good people around me, and I had great parents that raised me.
I hear that, my good brother. And you brought some of those great people with you to Tampa, man. So.
Yeah.
How important was it to bring some of the guys who were there with you in the trenches with you to Tampa and taking this new opportunity with South Florida, man?
Well, I'm unbelievably happy and excited for Coach Pettway, being able to get the job at KSU. But honestly, I was hoping that Ben Fletcher, was the person that they chose. Just knowing how important he was to our success and to us building it. But it wasn't in God's plans, and so now we're excited for Coach Pettway and. Try to help him and be a resource for him while he's there. But it was unbelievably important to be able to bring Fletch and Coach Small with me. I'm messing with him because he'll see this. I was hoping we could have got Pershing Williams here too, but he was blessed with a great opportunity for him at Georgia Tech being on Damon Stoudamire's staff. But anytime you can have staff continuity, people that know who you are, people that know what you want, how you want to go about things, man, it just helps in the transition. It helps with recruiting because they know what type of players I have success with. And so it's been really good to have Fletch and Small here and Griffin McCone as well.
No doubt you brought in Des Oliver, a former head coach at ETSU, coached at high bridge levels as you have. And what's he bringing to your staff as well with his knowledge and expertise of being in kind of this new world in NIL and dealing with more resources and all that kind of good stuff?
Well, Dez is, he's a worker, he's a grinder, he's a guy that, is has success in this business, for a long time. And so he just brings a wealth of knowledge, experience, relationships from a recruiting standpoint, and he cares about impacting young people. And that was, that's the core of where I start when I'm hiring a staff. So, to be able to get him was great. But, the person that I probably brag about more than anyone is being able to have Joy Williams as our chief of staff, former head coach on the women's side at both Murray State and Central Florida. Just she's seen things and had success, and she's going to help all of us, including myself on our staff, grow. And so I'm really excited about the staff.
When I hear that, I saw the hires you making. I was like, man, he building something down there. I was like, okay, I see you working. I see you working because I know this is such a great opportunity for you down there in South Florida, man. It's a great town and it's a great culture down there. So how's the community been to you getting to know you these past few weeks if you've been down there and seeing what you and your staff is about?
Well, that was the first thing that I noticed when I was going through the interview process. I always said, like most people that say, oh, well, they're giving you this much money. And money's part of it, man. But, just because you want to be able to provide for your family. But I always said it'd take a special place to pull me away from Kennesaw. And what makes a place special, just like what made Kennesaw special, was the people. I just the other day text with Pat and Patrick and Karen Vickers and Kerrig Martin. I stay in touch with Mel Clemens. I talk to him probably, once a week or something like that. Just and these were people that helped us build Kennesaw into what it is. And when I came down to interview here at South Florida, that was the first thing I realized with AD Kelly, our senior men's administrator, senior, I'm sorry, senior associate AD Lee Butler, Jackie Grant. And then, you meet Will Weatherford, you meet Jay Stroman, you meet President Rhea Law. I mean, you meet these people and you see why South Florida is special and you see why it's the fastest growing university in the country. And the opportunity to build something and or not even build something, reestablish something here at South Florida with men's basketball, man, it's a great opportunity.
And I'm seeing what your administration is doing with football, on-campus stadium, resources that they all have. They really care about sports down there. So it bodes well for you and your guys, man. And you have a collective down there as well. So I just see what they're doing in media reports about the facilities they got going for you guys. So just knowing that you have that support, it has to be great to you as well, brother.
No, absolutely. Well, you know, they call it Champa Bay, you know, and you know, man, we plan to get be a part of that champ at Champa Bay piece in that community too. But like, yeah, like you look at what Coach Golish, you know, who was the offensive coordinator last year at Tennessee, you look at what they're doing and the opportunity that they'll have with the on-campus stadium. That's a plus for everybody, you know, because when you're able to tailgate outside of the Yuengling Center here, you know, or outside of the Mumma Center, our practice facility here on a Saturday with recruits here to watch workouts, and then you can walk to the football stadium. It gives recruits a it gives them a campus feel. It gives them an experience of what it's like to be a student athlete here on a football game day. And so that's a plus, you know. I think some people kind of go about it the wrong way sometimes, you know, where, you know, yeah, football is football, man, and it generates a ton of money, and you can either embrace it or you can fight it, you know. Coming from a family of 13, I look at, you know, all the other head coaches and their programs as, you know, like that's like having siblings where you root for your siblings, pull for your siblings. You don't hate on your siblings, you know. And so I want to be a great teammate to not only Coach Golish, but Mindy McCord, who's starting our lacrosse program here at South Florida. I'm really excited about it, man. It's a great place to be.
No doubt. And how's it been meeting the guys you got to commit to you via the transfer portal, some of the guys you may have retained, and have bringing three of your guys from Kansas with you? How's that been, having established that culture, get the guys work out together and build that bond?
Well, we just had our first team meeting last night, and everybody that's here, in my heart, like I know they want to be at South Florida. It wasn't a whole lot of, well, what do you have in NIL and this, that, and other. Now it came up. That's the environment and the era we live in and are working in. But they wanted to be a part of what we're going to do here at South Florida. They wanted a head coach, I think, that they could relate to, that was going to be intentional about his relationships with them. And so it was like the team meeting was really cool, man. I'm really excited about this group.
No doubt, you got three guys who can help us tell help his their teammates know what you are about too, and bringing those guys with you. So how important was that, man, to bring some guys who can really help your teammates know what you expect, how it should be done in the locker room? Because you and I both know, in team sports, if you can police your own stuff in the locker room, you have a great team. By having the coach has to having to get involved, that's really going to help you guys, in my opinion.
Well, I think so too. Yeah, you know, because you look at it, second time taking over a program. You know, when we took over the program at Kennesaw, we had 11 scholarship guys, so we were only able to sign two guys. That was Terrell Burton and Armani Harris that first year. And so, what made that first year so challenging was that you had a group of kids who came to play for one coach. The environment, the culture, and how they did things was one way. Then all of a sudden you got me and my staff coming in and we're saying, hey, we're going to do it this way. So they're learning our environment, they're learning our culture and what we have to do. So now the beauty of this job taking over at South Florida, we lost some guys to the transfer portal. And so we had three guys coming back: Corey Walker Jr., Sam Hines, and Selton Miguel. And so we were able to build this roster. And yeah, having the three guys that played for me at Kennesaw come is a plus. But the guys that are here are guys that chose again to be here, you know. And so guys that we have relationships with. So when we go into workouts or practice or whatever it may be, these are guys that, you know, we've already had real conversations with and know. And so that trust piece, I think, will be there, you know, right away. Where, you know, like when we took over at Kennesaw, man, it was like I had to earn those guys' trust, you know, and that's a hard thing to do in a short period of time.
No doubt. And so, Amir, with you guys starting up workouts here, man, is it going to be mostly player development? You're going to be seeing some actually install as well as you get ready to get for the for August, November coming up here real soon down the road here?
Nah, man. You know, we got a rule in our program, boss man. April to basically when they come back in August, is about them, strictly player development. Yes. Because the truth of it is this, man, I can draw up whatever I want to draw up, man, and we can't pass, shoot, and dribble. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't. The play can look as good as it wants, but if we can't execute it and finish it off with a basket, it doesn't matter. So, you know, we try to invest in their development, not only for our well-being, but also like all of these guys have aspirations of playing professionally too. And the summers are when they're able to really improve their game. It's when they're able to separate themselves. So I've never wanted to be selfish from a standpoint that, like, from that standpoint of, you know, where I'm like, all right, man, yeah, we're going to practice, you know, and put our offense in, you know. Now later, like towards the end of summer school, we will put some of our transition, our break stuff in. But even with that, that'll be, you know, 10 minutes a day, you know, we're still going to be investing in player development.
No doubt. And, you know, the American Conference is getting bigger and better, man. So I excited for this at challenge as well, being the American Conference, knowing what it's about, knowing what's about to be, and seeing what Michael Resco and those guys are doing.
Yeah, no, it's you know, people talk about it. You know, yeah, you got Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF leaving, but you're adding FAU, North Texas, Charlotte, you know, to the mix. Like, and those, you know, those places have really good coaches. And so, you know, We still have to bring it, you know, and establish ourselves, you know, as a program.
No, that last one for you, got brother Amir, man. How's the food down in Tampa, man? What kind of food spots you ain't got to tell us about down there? We got to check out when we come down there, man.
Food good, man. Obviously, we right here by the water, so the seafood is big time. Man, it's a bunch of places. I don't want to leave nobody out and have nobody get mad at me, but when you get down here, we'll break some bread, man.
No doubt, my brother. Well, Amir, man, hey, thank you for your time. It's always my brother. I appreciate our friendship, man. I appreciate you as always. No, I'm cheering for you. I'm in your corner, brother.
Yes, sir. Always, boss man. I'm always rooting for you, man. And as always, thanks for having me on.
Anytime, brother. I'll see you soon, buddy.
All right, make sure, man, make sure them folks over there, man, make sure they take care of Coach Petway over there at Kennesaw, man. All right, good dude right there. I think he's going to do a great job over there.
I will. Me and him going to the Ale House Billers next week. We're going to meet up next week.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'm gonna take care of him for you, my brother. I got you, man.
Right on. Right on.
All right, brother. I'll see you, man.
All right. Take care, boss man.
All right.
All right.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.